We're rolling.
Dirty
We're
Minds, rolling. Man. You guys are despicable, bro. I know y'all think I'm despicable, man. And my writer's block hoodie, too, that is so velvety soft.
I said I stopped.
And buttery smooth,
I
man.
Stopped
listen.
Eating red meat and seafood.
And how do you feel? I appreciate it.
And I feel great. I've been eating more greens.
You give more energy?
More energy.
How are you replacing the protein that
I'm doing? I'm doing chicken. I'm eating my vitamins.
It's important.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know yet. I just do know that I'm feeling 1,000 times better.
That's amazing.
Because I was feeling real sluggish and I was feeling real lazy and poorish. I don't know, like my health felt poor.
Plus, you do a lot of ripping and running. You're a nighttime guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you're out in the crazy hours. You're in clubs. Like people coughing all over you all over the
tails.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were living bougie.
You were living.
So hold on a second, bro. Did you lose a job or something? Because people say they're going, I don't want to diet.
I was eating Papados. I was eating Papados. You know how they, it's a full
people
spread.
Go on diets like 3 days after they paid all their bills. All of a sudden, they're vegan for 11 days.
Right.
Then they get a steak, and it's like, oh, I'm going to go treat myself. And the next thing you know, a whole pack of pork chops and oxtail.
But you know what's funny? No. When you get to a certain level of wealth, all of a sudden, your health becomes the focus as opposed to the money. You're not chasing money anymore. You're chasing health.
And I was eating very poorly.
Feel better and you want to live longer.
This is the best. This is the time I can eat whatever I want. And I have been doing that. And that's the terrible. That's the most terrible.
It's a terrible idea. Yeah.
It's all bad. Yeah. So I've been disciplined.
You changed your diet too.
Yes, more salads. I think my wife is, she helps me regulate my diet. And she makes sure that I eat because I'll forget to eat.
Me
as
too.
Crazy as that may sound. I'll get up in the morning. I can go. And I know this is probably not healthy, and you guys are probably going to kill me in the comments. I'll probably get up in the morning time, and I'll slam a pot of coffee. And if she doesn't remind me to eat in the midst of that pot, I'll probably go put another pot on and keep it going.
Oh, wow.
And not even think about it. Because once I'm in a task or I'm in a mode, I'm talking about learning and why I find it so it's fun to me. Like, now that I understand, when I was in school, I didn't understand why I needed to learn algebra. But if they'd have told me, hey, bro, in 20 years, there's going to be this thing called the social media, and you're going to want to learn how the algorithm works. And the algorithm is all algebra. So trust this shit now, and it'll help make you a millionaire 20 years from now. If they'd have told me then, I might have listened. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I might have not. But moral of the story is now that I understand what I'm learning, what it unlocks, what could be the root of it. You know, me and Wendy, we have talks about some of our clients that we may have in common, where sometimes they may have a profile issue or some type of lyrics or a song issue. And then she and I will sit around and we'll spar as to what could be some of the causes of it. And then we'll reverse engineer it or we'll get down to where it could be one of two or three things. And then through diligence, we'll finally get a result and it'll be one of those that we had dog-eared or identified. And it's okay. Now we're getting closer to proving our method, to identifying the problems, to being able to correct the problems. Which I was like, you know, we talked about with AI. Well, I was so excited about it. How do you get
and
to
you
find the bugs?
And thank you
give
for
10 million people the chance to use it.
Because I use ChatGPT a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you should.
For scheduling.
Yeah.
You should. You should use all of the AI programs.
Everything.
You should learn to use all of AI programs. AI should, if AI intimidates you, it's okay. It's because you don't understand it.
Right.
Read. Calm down. There's different tiers. There's the free one. There's the pay one. The pay one, you only get 3 hours and 40 prompts. There's different ones that you can do different things with, and they connect in different ways. Don't be afraid to try something new that's only going to help you.
That's real. You notice they changed the name of Bard to
Gemini.
Yes,
they did to Gemini.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Gemini.
I
don't know how I felt about Bard anyways.
It was too Shakespearean for me.
Yeah. I do. I agree.
Yeah. Whatever. Now, but you know, now with most of the programs now, like AI has infiltrated YouTube now to where now they're having the AI suggestions. And
mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know if you guys see this, but they have AI suggestions in comments and in descriptions and stuff like that to where now they're taking the guessing game out of it because, newsflash, these platforms are tired of stuff not being tagged or listed correctly on their website.
Correct.
They have to pay for that video that nobody watches to sit there.
Yeah.
Somebody has to pay for that
server space. And it's
not free yet. It's not infinite. Yeah. All of that stuff matters. Shout out to Waka Flocka. I was one of the first artists that kind of opened my eyes to servers in the hip-hop industry. It hadn't even come across my radar.
Really?
Until I bumped into him in a parking lot one day at one of the at B100. Shout out to Deb Antony, she had her radio station going on. We had went out there to go link in with DJ Waffles. Shout out DJ Waffles. And we had bumped into Waka with me, Bigga, and somebody else. We had bumped into Waka in the parking lot. And we were talking about one thing or another. And he's like, yeah, man, you know, I got these servers that I'm invested in, man. I would love to sit down and talk with you some more about it. And it kind of blew my mind, like, servers? And I walked away like, Waka Flocka doing this. Servers. internet real estate. You're a genius.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was just like some of those moments have happened and realized. And that's why I say education at this phase of what I'm doing, it's so fun, bro, because it means that I now know what to do to get something further.
And you're doing it at a stay ahead pace.
We have to. Yeah. We have to move with the culture. If not, we get left behind.
And I think we don't move with the culture. We have to move ahead of the culture.
Yeah.
Because we can kind of have to see where it's going.
Yes.
If you don't.
And the only way to spot a trend is to have your eyes on things and to know when there's an anomaly, when there's a difference, when there's a change or a shift. The only way to know if there's something different or odd is to be able to know what it looks like when it's not. And that's where some of these artists don't understand the spikes. You can look at somebody's timeline and understand when they have a good record. A spike doesn't mean this is the record. Let's do it. No, a record, that means let's keep dropping. Because if we don't, they're going to fall.
Consistency.
And the minute they fall, then wherever we drop is going to bump them back up again. So if we're going on a small progression and we have a little dips, every time we do a little dip, we drop. But if we're waiting till we drop back down here to get up again, we may not get, that may have been our peak.
Yeah,
right. We may not get to that peak ever again.
Right.
And that's what most of these artists are chasing, is that peak. And they had a peak when they buzzed, or they had a peak with a hot record, or they had a peak with a hot feature, and they never bothered to get their business together. They never bothered to establish ownership. And now that they're on the back end of a music career, they're wondering where all their money went. Now, all of a sudden, they want to audit the label. You weren't auditing the label when you were getting $20,000 a show and you didn't know where any of the publishing money was going in. But now that all the money then ran out and you realized maybe somebody did something wrong, now you want to audit the label. And now you got to pay for the audit.
Shout out to
And it might even be too late. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Because in your contract, it tells you when you can audit. You usually have 2 years.
And you got to pay for the audit.
Or 3 years. Ooh. And you got to pay for the audit. So there's got to be enough money there for you to warrant that expense.
I believe it.
I was going to say, shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. They were in 3 Super Bowls in the past 5 years. In each of those Super Bowls, they were down by 10, and they made in-game adjustments.
And won.
Mm. And I think that people tend to forget to do that. They tend to forget to make adjustments.
You can make adjustments.
You have to
tweak the whole way. Yes.
But you have to react.
You
can make an adjustment.
You do understand that to make an in-game adjustment, you must have first had a game plan.
Correct.
Right.
You didn't walk out there like, okay, y'all, a break. I want you to go down to the Chevy and make a left at the Gatorade cooler, count 3 steps, and come on in for a curl pattern. That never happened. Right. They had a book about this big, and they studied that book for about 2 weeks of every possible scenario.
Yep.
And then when it got to the page 76, paragraph 3B, down by 3 points in the Super Bowl, in the overtime on the fourth quarter, do a pick and roll and come out to the side and throw a little dunk in the end zone. Game over.
That's it.
Go home. They made an in-game adjustment, but first they must have had a game plan, Ferrari.
Correct. Mm.
How many of these artists don't have a game? How many of these artists don't know what a super fan is, let alone where to identify one or locate or plan them. For one.
That's what I'm saying. Plan for one. Identify one. Who are they? Where are they from? What type of fans are they? What type of songs
That's
do they like
from you?
That's
how you put a plan together.
Apple Music, Apple Artists for Music. When you click on Apple Artists for Music, there are several categories it gives you.
I get frustrated. That's a trigger for me.
And artist content. What is?
Talking about this because you would think that that's what you want if you're an artist.
That's why they have managers. But their momager or their dadager doesn't have the foggiest
clue,
freaking idea.
But they'll go into the studio and just do the music and think that's it. And then they'll go pop a pill and go take a nap.
1%.
Now they're asleep for 8 hours. They're gone for 8 hours. When they could have been up replying to DMs, replying to Instagram.
When they could have been up on
Apple Music and putting up graphics. Did you know that Apple Artists allows you to generate a link? That link is only generated inside of Apple for Artists on your app, in your profile.
You know what I want?
That if you share that link with people and they click on it, it lets Apple know that they are potentially super fans and will then share more of your content
to that
person.
You know what I want, Kingpin, Wendy Day? I want artists, DJs, whoever. I want you to get up and clock in,
treat it like a job?
Treat it like a job. Get up every day and figure out what is it that you have going on that you can take to the next level and do it every day.
Can I make a helpful suggestion to add to that?
Please.
So they should get up and enact the plan. But if you figure out the plan the night before, like before you go to bed, and you make a list of everything you want to accomplish that next day, when you get up and you have purpose, it's so much easier than if you just wake up and say, okay, what am I going to do today? And then you start doing it. Like, make that plan ahead of time and then get up and live your day.
Prior proper planning so much prevents piss poor performance. If you have a day of the week that you're going to drop your record on, identify that day of the week and then justify it. I will tell you, if it's a Saturday or a Sunday, you've already miscalculated. Those are the two slowest streaming days of the week. If you do not have a catalog of music, you shouldn't be dropping music on Fridays. That's reserved for catalog artists and people that have something worth talking about.
Correct.
Unless you have a budget to come out the gate swinging, don't drop on Monday, because Monday we're talking about everything that happened over the weekend. Like Usher performing at the Super Bowl, Beyonce dropping two new singles and all of that other shit. That gives us Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Thank you.
Well, if I haven't dropped a whole bunch of music and I've only got a few songs, I don't want to drop on Thursdays. You want to know why? Because on the weeks that I'm not dropping music, I'm going to use Throwback Thursday to reintroduce the records that I've already put out people haven't heard.
Sounds like a plan.
And then I'm going to drop records on Wednesdays or Tuesdays.
How about that?
And then I'm going to drop a record. Every time I have a record, I'm going to figure out how much time it takes me to do an in-studio video. I'm going to write my lyrics down, and I'm going to subscribe, and I'm going to become a member of Music Match, where I can upload my lyrics, and then once I upload my lyrics, guess what I could do? I could download lyric videos from Music Match, right? I'm going to download the lyric video, and I'm going to have that put to the side. I'm going to get my cover. I'm going to make me a visualizer. You want to know why? Because Apple Music allows me to use motion covers. And then the motion cover allows me to create a visualizer. You know what the visualizer is?
And the percentage of
65% has been retained. Six people in the midget watch your videos longer because of that little dance and video in there. Then you're going to have that motion cover. That's going to create your visualizer. That visualizer now gives you a basis to have something for another lyric video if you needed to. Mm. I'm going to have all of these pieces. And the sooner I get all of this done, guess what I get to do? I get to measure and write down how long it took me. You want to know why? Because the next time I put out a record, I can't put it out until I have what?
All
everything
that
I did on this list.
Absolutely.
And then all the stuff that I forgot. That's why I wrote it down here. Forgot to do. See down here on my list? There's a little star. It says forgot to do the last time. I got to do that for this one. Because when I do this next one, I'm going to forget to do. And I'm going to put some stars at the bottom of that list too. It says forgot to do for this one. And make sure I do it for the next one. And unless you're willing to commit to that, what the f*** are you doing?
Well, the great thing is now you can measure yourself against. It's like.
Pisses me
off. You have something that you can look at that's tangible and say, okay, here's how I did it. What are the results? Here's how I did this. Oh, the results are better. I did more. Okay, here it didn't work so well. It gives me the opportunity to go in and tweak my own work so that I can be the best me that I can be when I'm putting out music.
And you know, most of these guys understand the concept because most artists nowadays have played video games. So they beat a video game, and then they try to go back and beat it faster, right. And they try to learn all the tricks, and they learn the codes, and they learn all the other stuff. Most of the stuff that is required, you've done in your life.
I said
nobody ever bothered to tell me that I would be needing percentages and graphs. Mm. When I was in the 6th and 7th grade and they were trying to explain to me what a pie chart was, I never thought that in my 40s I would have to have that to show another 40-year-old, this is where the majority of your money is being wasted. Only this little piece of the pie I never thought that I would have to.
Yeah.
And that's why learning to me is cool now, bro, because I understand what I'm learning and I just have to figure out a way. And I'm thankful that you guys are like-minded, that we want to figure out a way to be able to take what we have learned and teach them.
Yes.
Because if these guys don't pick up microphones tomorrow, we're out of business today.
I'm even going to take it a step further and say, don't just listen to what we're saying. Like, go and seek more.
Yeah.
Because there's a chance that you may misunderstand something or in the midst of passion, we say something incorrectly, or we say something where we should have gone deeper and further and we didn't. So use this as a starting point. Pause. Did you say pause?
Yes.
Mm. But Wendy can't pause, though.
She went deeper and further.
I went deeper and further. I like it deeper.
Pause, Aloney. No, listen. At the end of the day, no deposit, no return. And if you don't put anything into this music business, then you shouldn't be demanding anything out of it. And the more you put into it blindly, the less you're going to get out of it.
And if you don't want to put it into it and someone does it for you, be prepared.
You
to fork over the lion's share.
The lion's share.
You don't own nothing. Isn't that the way it should be?
The lion's share.
If I got to do it for you, why should you get more than me?
Exactly.
What part of the game is that, bro? Fair. Fair is a place where they judge pigs, my boy.
We need a t-shirt. Fair. That says that.
That's seriously not right.
Pigs with wings.
What about it makes it wrong?
Can we do wings on the pigs?
We can.
Yeah.
Man, listen, holy cow.
When pigs fly.
We need to get the holy cow, man.
Cow with the halo on.
Yeah, with the head on the wings, man. Holy cow, your podcast sucks. Listen, man, at the end of the day, bro, we get together and we give y'all this information because, number one, we love talking with each other. I love talking with you guys. Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
And we have mutual clients. And we're always trying to one-up each other.
Wait.
And this gives me balance.
Also is a good laugh.
This is my output. Yeah. If I didn't have this, I would probably be a drunk, beating up on people and be very mad because I'm able to come here and I'm able to sometimes I feel overly emotional about some things. And after I talked to you guys about them, I was able to realize where I may have erred in judgment, and it gives me a balance. So
yeah, that's awesome.
I thank you guys not only for being an outlet that I can use to help reach more people, but to being a way that I let off and vent some of my frustration.
Yeah, I appreciate
because you guys aren't going to take
I love that
my ill feelings or the way I may feel about the business right now and use it against me.
Never.
You guys know I'm speaking from a place of betterment because that's what always. I want. That's why I would have my do it for the culture sweater and because I want to do it for the culture. I want to move the culture forward. Hip hop has helped me provide for my family. I love you, hip hop. My kids eat every day because of hip hop.
And again, this all started with a conversation. I remember I was venting to Wendy about somebody, and then I had to call Kingpin about somebody. And I was dying laughing with both of you guys. I was like, wait a minute. This is a podcast.
This might have something to it.
Could we just sit? That's why our first episode is like 48 minutes long or something like that. Because we just
we're over 100, and this year is going to be the year of elevation for the podcast and for us collectively.
Yeah.
So I'm excited at what's going to come for us. I don't anticipate us being in this same spot, whether room situation, in the next 3 months that we are in now.
Right.
I think we're going to grow. I think some amazing things are going to happen for us, and I think the people that we have wanted to motivate have heard an episode, and I think that has already started the chain reaction that's going to help burn this motherfucker to the ground rebuild it fresh. And
you
that starts with two coffee cups.
You mean the industry?
Yes.
Yeah, burn the industry.
Absolutely.
To
they're
the
going to burn it to the ground. Yeah. They're burning it to the ground, and they're going to build it back up because it was a flawed business model that nobody understood.
It just needs to be disrupted again.
It was a flawed business model that nobody understood.
It's time. Like, I've been doing this a long time, and I see the changes that we've made over the past 32 years, and this is the longest it's ever been in a phase. So it's just time.
Yeah. Shout out to the Russells, and shout out to Tumas, and shout out to
IDKs,
and you know all of these people that are they're disruptors.
Yes.
And it's not that they're not causing ripples,
and they're comfortable.
They're just breaking
being
the norm.
Alone. They're
breaking
comfortable
the norm,
leading us, and I love that.
Thank you, guys. Hip hop needs you.
Cheat coat.
Peace.
You need two cups.